Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The Batconian mongoose live and in color with a map of the world behind him. What's happening in that room, Brian?
Well, this is my office. We've got a map behind me. We've got little thumbtacks on all the places my wife and I have visited either separately or together.
Wow.
And as you can see, a lot in the U.S., but we've got to do some more traveling here internationally once the kids get older.
Tell us some of the exotic places you've been. I see behind you, he has little thumbtacks on each place they've been. This is like the story of people who want to see a game in every ballpark in America, right, Limits?
Yeah, that's me. I'm one of those people, and I've only been to 3.
This is incorrigible, Brian. Tell us a little bit more about this. Let's not bury the lead. Where have you guys been, together or separately, that we'd be surprised by?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say we're the most traveling people. We don't have any bucket lists or goals like that exactly. But we went to London and Paris probably 2018, maybe.
Do you ride a double-decker bus?
No, I don't think we rode a bus at all. We rode the train from London to Paris.
Did you see the changing of the guards at Buckingham Palace?
We did. We did see that. And
I saw that as a kid, and I tried to make one of the guys laugh or blink. I was like 6 years old, and those soldiers, no, I never got him to do it. I was like dancing in front of him and talking to him. He just stared straight ahead. He was very committed.
That explains a lot. Getting into the psyche of a six-year-old Joe Starkey, putting on some sort of one-man show for the Buckingham Palace guards. Wow. We need to revisit that someday later down the line.
It was great.
Yeah, London cool. Paris, though, was even more incredible. If anybody listening's on the fence about going there, I mean, I don't know how it's changed in the last 7 or 8 years, but it's really like walking around in a picture or in a portrait. And it's surreal to be on those streets and, part of that, the tapestry of all those buildings and architecture.
Did you go, do they let you into the Eiffel Tower or do you just look at it?
I think they do let you in, but I mean, we weren't really interested in paying through the nose to do that. We had a little picnic outside of it because there's this little like grass and lawn area around it where, of course, the hustlers are hawking wine bottles and stuff. And
yeah,
that was really fun. We did do sit on the Seine River banks. So yeah, really fun time.
Limits, have you been to any exotic places in Europe?
No, the only time I've been out of the country was going to Mexico about 10, 15 years ago for my cousin's wedding.
Perhaps we could take a field trip to Italy someday as well. We have a lot of trips planned in our future, don't we?
Maybe we should go to see the Steelers play in Ireland.
Ooh,
wouldn't that be cool?
Now you're talking. Brian, have you been there?
No, but seems like going to be in about probably 5 months and change here.
Nice, man. I went there with my brother, and of course, I'm terminally Irish, 100% almost Irish. And we landed in Shannon. We went to Dublin, and then we spent the rest of our time. I went to see Van Morrison on his home turf. It was a home game for him. And what a concert that was. Wow. You should
better than the Dylan shows that you were talking to City Limits
yeah,
about.
I could actually understand most of what Van Morrison was singing, all the words, you know, the Ring of Kerry, everything to do in the southwestern part of Ireland. You have to do it, Brian. You have to make sure that you make the most of that trip.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I was pretty excited when, you know, the news came across that the Steelers were going to be playing there. I think I've been to probably a little more than half the NFL stadiums now. But yeah, working a trip across the pond into the schedule is going to be pretty awesome.
Is Fittipaldi going on that trip?
As far as I know, yeah.
Wait till everybody in Ireland sees how nice he is. They're going to give that. He's going to give them a run for their money. The people there are incredible. We went and stayed in a bed and breakfast in Shannon and thought we were just getting a taxi to go to a place called Killarney to see Van Morrison. And the taxi driver gave us a complete tour, unprompted. I just thought we were getting a ride. This dude was stopping at various like famous places, having us get out of the cab and giving us a running narrative of the history of these places. It was unbelievable, Brian. They're very nice there in Ireland.
I love stories like that. That reminds me of when I covered the Pitt-Stanford Sun Bowl in 2018 and the host committee for that game in El Paso, which is the closest I've been to Mexico, unlike City Limits. But those people were so friendly and welcoming. They were also driving us all around the city of El Paso. I was there for the entire week, pretty much every Pitt practice that they had leading up to it. And they even were like, yeah, and you really shouldn't go across the border to Juarez, but kind of a wink, wink, like if you really want to, just let us know. One of us will go with you and make sure you're okay.
Amazing. Well, speaking of Ireland and the Steelers, who's going to be their quarterback for that game, assuming everybody's healthy at the time? Who's going to be the quarterback for this team, Brian?
If I had to wager on it, I'd probably still bet on, you know, these two ships passing in the night here, but both looking for a port in a storm, the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers. I guess that's still going to happen. But obviously, the longer it drags on, I would think the less confident anybody would be. I mean, the highest of clarity we've gotten on it publicly, at least, is Art Rooney II at owners meetings in West Palm Beach a couple weeks ago, where, how long are you going to wait on this? Well, we're not going to wait forever, but a little while longer. Now,
right.
How long is a
that was Art
while?
Really, really putting the old foot down there?
Yeah, as I said in my chat yesterday, you know, that's an answer that is just vague enough that, you know, nobody's backed into a corner, but it was at least an answer to the question. So I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking. And it just, as this drags on longer, Joe, I mean, unless he gets his message out there publicly some way, I'm not even saying he has to do an interview on the McAfee show, but there are other ways to communicate to the masses what you're thinking. We know all the talking heads at NFL Network and ESPN and other places. If he wants to, he can get his side of things out there. But the longer that he doesn't, it simply leaves the rest of us to speculate. And I think it's only natural to speculate that, okay, is he waiting for a particular reason, such as he wants to see if the Steelers draft a quarterback, and if so, how high? He doesn't want to be there for the offseason optional activities or even the mandatory ones, such as minicamp. Or he is waiting for a team like the Vikings or the Saints to have an opening and come back around to him. When there's nothing in the void, all we can do is conjecture to fill the void.
Did you watch The Wonder Years, Brian?
Yeah, I did. Was it Ben Savage and what was the girl's name? Winnie, right?
Yeah, that's why I just thought of it. I was thinking of a new nickname for Limits here.
New nicknames, really? Don't we have enough?
Something.
Here, let me quickly divert course, Austin. What did you guys settle on with Colin Beasley? I missed him earlier today.
It's looking
stick
like
with him yet?
Beezer, which was John Van Beesbrook's nickname.
I like bees,
but Twin Cities became anything that rhymes with win for Austin. And for some reason, as you were talking, I was going to throw it back to him, and I needed something new, and the name Winnie Palmer came up from Wonder Years. What a great show, wasn't it, Brian? I think it's low-key a top five show in American history. I really do.
I'll say this much. I haven't seen it in so long, but I must have watched it when I was probably like, I don't know, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
And I do remember it was my favorite show for a short span of time there.
Limits, have you seen that show?
No, never heard of it.
You should. You're the beat writer.
All right, Jerry.
It was a guy who narrated his life years later, and he grew up in a time period right around, maybe a little bit before, but right around where I grew up in terms of age. And it was just, it was so well done, Brian. And the dialogue, the storylines, the emotion, the so many people could relate to the dad and mom. We've a lot of us have had dads and moms like that. And, you know, things like your first love, Limits, things like that.
Yes. I'm watching a show like that, NCIS Origins, where they go back to the origins of NCIS on CBS.
You watching that, Brian,
right now?
That
doesn't sound like that at all. That sounds like
it's very similar. You couldn't find a show more opposite than The Wonder Years than that.
No, where the guy for NCIS Origins, Gibbs, is narrating his previous life.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, see, this was one of the first shows, if not the first, that ever did that. Right, Brian?
I don't know, but the show that was more of my generation was Boy Meets World, which was kind of a spiritual successor to The Wonder Years, but without the narration gimmick, I guess, to really, you know, set the foundation for it. Did you ever watch Boy Meets World?
No, but I've discovered in recent months Young Sheldon, which is the prequel to what?
Big Bang Theory.
Hot take, Young Sheldon, not a good show.
What?
Not a good show.
Brian, I disagree with Limits 100%. Why?
I like The Big Bang Theory. I think Young Sheldon,
I think it is Wonder Years-like because you have him narrating his early life.
No.
Brian, settle this tie.
I've never seen Young Sheldon, so I can't even weigh in here. Big Bang Theory has kind of become like, it's become like the low-hanging fruit. Like, it's a safe show that a lot of people like, and more critical minds pan it, I believe, and say that, you know, it's kind of like listening to top 40 radio or something like that. But I liked it. I thought it was always funny. I enjoyed it. You could just put it on, turn your brain off, and I'd laugh inevitably a few times every episode.
What's the greatest show in American history in your not-so-humble opinion?
The MASH? Wire.
The Wire. What a call.
Liar.
What a call by Batco
here.
Didn't
see that one coming.
Neither did I.
No hesitation.
That came out of nowhere. I'm going to have to watch that. I have no idea what it's even about. But I respect
it's
you,
about.
And I think you're a very smart man. And
yeah, so
I'm going to watch this
now.
It's
an early 2000s HBO show. So kind of on the cutting edge of their, like, you know, prestige programming on Sunday nights. And it is about the constant tug of war between police and detectives and drug dealers in Baltimore. Really incredible show. I think you'd like it, Joe.
Limits? You familiar?
It's just such a broad topic because you could go comedy. You could go, is this a series that has like a new type of episode arc every time? Or is it a story that is being told within the show? Like, is it...
What are you talking about? Oh, the topic in general?
Yeah, topic in general.
Best show ever. Yeah, it is hard to compare The Wire to, like, Game of Thrones. I mean, it's...
Or Friends.
Completely different.
I love Friends.
But it's just a question. The best show ever, period. Any genre, any time period, whatever.
I made a joke on Twitter yesterday. Does anybody, instead of saying it's a moot point, ever say that it's a moo point? That's a Friends reference to Joey on Friends not knowing it's a moot point. He thought it was like when a cow goes moo. And I thought it was funny, and nobody got it.
I'm with them.
Oh, wonderful.
Brian, I
Mike
think...
Mike Tomlin used to say mute point, right?
Yeah. Or was that cower? I don't remember.
Maybe both.
So I have The Wonder Years, for sure, MASH, Friends, and that's my top three for sure. You?
The Wire, Game of Thrones,
and Sopranos.
Breaking Bad. Would probably be. I never finished The Sopranos. I actually been meaning to go back. And it's one of those annoying things where I was binging it at one point in time, probably in college or right after. And I just, like, you know, kind of had to stop in the middle of an episode or two. And then I can never remember where exactly I left it and didn't pick it back up. So I might just finish The Sopranos with the final season one of these years and call it a day.
Brian, is there any quarterback in this draft that you want the Steelers to take? As we all know, I want them to take Jackson Dart, who I saw today, was it Kuiper or it was ESPN anyway, who have the Browns going back into the late first round and taking Dart. I'm intrigued by Shedeur Sanders. I want them to take Dart. How about you?
I mean, I don't really care who they take. I do hesitate to say they should risk making the same mistake they did a few years ago in the Kenny draft, where they just feel like they're up against it. And that's why they have to scout the heck out of this quarterback crop and then decide who they think is the best and sort of rank them in their minds and then take one no matter what. I think that's how you do end up with reaching for a guy like that. And I don't get the sense that Omar Khan operates that way. I think he is so value-centric in his thinking and analytical even that I don't necessarily worry that they're going to make that choice again. But, you know, Shedeur is, he's tempting for sure. I think he's got that it factor, that something that you can't really coach. And we know Mike Tomlin loves that for better or worse. He gravitates toward those guys for better or worse. They thought Kenny had it to a large degree. So, you know, is he worth 21 overall? I think it would depend who else is there. I'm still more so in the frame of thinking, Joe, that you need to get another defensive lineman in here. And, you know, if Kenneth Grant or Derek Harmon is there, I'd be mighty tempted to try to pass the baton from Cam Hayward to that guy down the road.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Lastly, Brian, I opened the show today by saying a lot of people think too much is being made of the TJ Watt Instagram post, sort of the peace out. I don't think enough is, especially given the fact that neither TJ nor his PR guy, brother JJ, has refuted one thing that anybody has speculated. Neither one of them has said, what are you people doing out there? There's nothing going on. It was just a social media post, which only fuels further speculation. What is happening here? What did you make of the post? And is TJ Watt going to sign a big new deal with the Steelers? Or is there any chance he'll be traded?
Well, I think there's always a chance. I'm not going to speak in absolutes on anything like that. What did I make of it? I thought it was strange. I thought enough of it to at least put it out there on social media and say this is the kind of image that Steelers fans are going to have heart palpitations over. Because when you do see that, I think your mind instantly goes to, are we about to get like a breaking news Jerry Dulac bomb or somebody like that is telling us that Watt is either, yeah, getting dealt to somewhere for a first round pick and more, or he's just decided that he's hanging it up for some reason, like a massive change of heart. Remember, his older brother, JJ, and Derek, for that matter. I mean, neither one of them played as long as they physically could have. We know that. They prioritized health, happiness, family over football in their, what, early 30s, I guess. So I don't know, Joe. I mean, I tend to think that it's a little bit of that kind of natural posturing that you see from both sides in a high-stakes negotiation. Now, Myles Garrett's went beyond posturing. It went to the almost comical trade request statement
right
at this point that I remember reading while my family and I were on vacation in Florida in February, and I was like, holy cow, he's hijacking the NFL offseason. But with TJ, I think it's a more subtle way to get the spotlight back on him a little bit. If this all gets done in time, we'll look back on it and he'll say, yeah, guys, I was just, you know, I was feeling a certain way that day and I'm just glad I'm a Steeler for life. So he's kind of doing that part. The Steelers are doing what they normally do, and they delay, and they try to ultimately get the best deal for themselves in the end. I think that's where we're going with this, but it's fair to wonder if things are going to get thorny, because they have in the past with franchise icons.
Brian, you're a philanthropist, you're a spiritual guru, you're a patriot, you're a natural leader, and you're a mentor to the city limits of the world. Thank
That's
you.
Right. You're welcome. See you, fellas.
There he goes, the Batconian mongoose, and what an appearance that was. I don't know. I don't know if people agree. I really do think the Wonder Years, it's in the conversation, as they say, for the greatest show that's ever been on TV. That's a big statement. I'm willing to own that. I truly believe it. The format was groundbreaking. The storylines were poignant. They captured a time in all of our lives that is a very formative time, Limits. Sort of the beginnings from child, the end of childhood, really. And I'm still resentful over some things I might say from the end of childhood. I don't think I've ever gotten over them. All I wanted to do was play games, use my imagination, play APPA football and Strat-O-Matic baseball and pretend I was a sports hero and do things like that. And then the next thing I knew, Tom Cusimano, my best friend, was, you know, he was popular with the girls and things were changing. And I went from a small pool in elementary school to a big pool in high school. I didn't know what to do. I was paler than a ghost. I had braces and greasy hair and purple tough skins and was afraid of all the girls. And
purple tough skins.
Yeah. I still resent all of that. I've often wanted to go back to the more innocent days. I think that's a tough time for a lot of us.
Yeah, I mean, I came from a graduating class of 12 in grade school in 8th grade. 12 at St. E's.
Oh, my God.
Before I went to Baldwin.
Did everybody get invited to everybody else's birthday parties?
No. For the most part, yeah. But yeah. For the most part. 10 guys, 2 girls in this graduating class. And then I went into college with obviously like, who knows how many times more than that. Yeah. Or in high school.
Was it hard for you?
Oh, yeah. It was a tough adjustment my freshman year. Very tough adjustment. You meet people that you think are your friends that are not actually your friends.
I'm still resentful over the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm resentful. I mean, I'm not that resentful.
Things that you believe in when you're 7 and 8 that turn out not to be true. I won't get into any details,
right.
But that hurts, doesn't it?
My favorite is the people that like acted like your friend and you know they tried to be your friend, but just in a fake way.
Yeah.
And then the older you get,
did Malsy
they
do
try
that to
actually
you?
Be your actual friend? And I'm just like, interesting.
I know. It's the betrayals that stay with you, right?
It really is. But I was lucky to find a really, really good friend group my junior going into my senior year and all throughout my senior year that we're all really close.
Well, I think the Wonder Years captured all of that, and that's where I stand, and I'll defend that should anybody want to text you with their favorite shows. Are people texting you?
Yes, people are texting in. Dennis from Murraysville says The Wire, Breaking Bad, the original NCIS, Mayor of Kingstown, and Game of Thrones. His favorites. Some
people
said.
That's a little trouble deciding there. I mean, he named every show in American history.
That's a top five. CSI, NYPD Blue have been thrown out there. There's been some differing of opinions on Friends.
Yeah.
Some people are calling Friends awful. Some people are saying that Friends is really good. Somebody else also texted in and said, you can't forget the all-time best TV show, Austin City Limits.
I love that. And that brings us full circle here. On Pomp and Joe. Of course, Pomp's not here today. We miss him dearly. We'll reconnect with him tomorrow.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Limits, I'm told that Andrew Lindberg, our social media man, just came in and said he has a Adam Schefter clip on Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, this is with Ty Schmidt. This is from The Pod.
I don't know who Ty Schmidt is, and it doesn't matter.
No, he's from the McAfee clan, and this is what Schefter had to say.
What is going on in Pittsburgh right now?
Well, here's what I would say. Again, as we tape this Tuesday morning, I think we are entering the critical stretch for Aaron Rodgers' final decision about whether or not to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I say that because of this, Ty. The Pittsburgh Steelers' voluntary offseason workout program begins next week. And if Aaron Rodgers decides that he wants to play in Pittsburgh with new teammates, new receivers, new coaches, in a new offense, in a new city, I would think that he would want to be there, boots on the ground, from day one of the offseason program so he could be on the field. Now, he could put this off more and wait longer. Sure, he could do that. It's not like it's a hard deadline. But if you're going to be going into a new situation, don't you want to give yourself the best chance to get acclimated to everybody and everything within your power when the offseason workout program begins? And don't you want to be there for the entire offseason program unless you have some trip planned to Egypt or the Middle East or some other trip that we don't know about? So to me, we're entering a period here over the next week where I kind of think that we might hear something from Aaron Rodgers. The Pittsburgh Steelers might be the single most intriguing team to watch. Here's a team that traded its second-round draft pick for Pro Bowl wide receiver DK Metcalf. The Steelers don't have a two. They have holes and needs to address, and they need to figure out who's going to be playing quarterback. So ideally, you'd like to get an answer from Aaron Rodgers before the draft begins so you could begin to move forward. Can you imagine what it would be like right now to be a coach on the Pittsburgh Steelers staff when you're trying to basically get your offense ready for the start of your offseason program, and you don't know whether that offense is going to include Aaron Rodgers or not? You're going to have one offense that's dictated for Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson, the two quarterbacks currently on your roster, plus whoever you might draft in the draft. And then you're going to have another offense in the event that Aaron Rodgers tells you, yes, I'm going to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So this is tough on the coaches. This is tough on the front office. This is tough on all the Steelers fans who have been waiting for an answer. But we are entering a critical period for the Pittsburgh Steelers and their fans.
He left us hanging there. And their fans what? At the end, it doesn't matter. I'm not sure about all that. I don't know how critical it is to be there for OTAs, which begin next week. I mean, like he sort of alluded to, this guy was in Egypt for mandatory OTAs or whatever it is, mini camp, with the Jets last year. So when he says, hey, if you were going to a new team, wouldn't you want to be there for every bit of the offseason? No, not really, if I'm Aaron Rodgers. I'll get there eventually. I don't know. And then the idea of, you know, having different offenses, you're going to have that anyway. There's no possible way, depending on if you're going to draft somebody, that you have everything set anyway. You might have to tailor things to whoever you draft. So I don't know about all that. I think regardless of whether OTAs start next week, however, we have to be getting close to a decision because the draft, isn't that the bigger event next week than OTAs?
A little bit.
So I imagine yeah, we probably are getting close to a decision here. I just don't know if you're Rodgers that that decision has anything to do with, my God, I better get there for those first days of OTAs so I can throw to 8-string receivers. I don't know. Not for me. No.
No, I don't either. And I could see if Rodgers is not signed by that first or second day of the draft, they do have a little bit more of a sense of urgency to draft a quarterback, whether it just be even somebody who's a depth piece to fill in and back up Mason, or to Will Howard, maybe they think he can be the guy.
Maybe that, but if I'm set on a guy in the draft, like if they're set on a first-round guy, right. I don't think it makes any difference if Rodgers is
No, it won't. More so if you just want to fill out the quarterback room. Like if you are still not entirely sure if Rodgers is going to sign, that's where you might end up taking a flyer on Will Howard or Shuck in the fifth round.
There's going to be plenty of intrigue. I'll say that. He is right about that, that for the second straight offseason, the Steelers are a definite team of intrigue. I mean, everywhere you look, we have two big TVs in here, and every time I look up, somebody's talking about the Steelers. So give them that much. They are a hot topic.
Oh, they're relevant, but relevance is a good thing, but depending on how important the relevance is. And what I mean by that is, like, are we talking about something that's going to make you a Super Bowl contender? No, they're just in the news. And you know what it kind of reminds me of? The Cowboys a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's...
Doesn't it? Like,
I mean, the Steelers, for whatever they aren't these days, are still a top brand.
Right.
They're still a flagship franchise in the NFL that people love to debate about. They love to talk about. They're still that, for sure.
But just like Dallas, they're a big brand that hasn't done anything in the last 10 years, that is still just treading water and thinking that they're a Super Bowl contender, when in reality, they're not.
And that was the storyline that we were talking about going into their game last year, was here's two gigantic brands in the NFL who don't win big games anymore. Longer for the Cowboys than the Steelers. That doesn't mean it hasn't been long for the Steelers. They just don't win big games anymore. All right, Limits. Let's get to Micah McHenry coming up next. I want to ask him about Skeens' performance, about this newfangled bullpen, about Bubba Chandler and what we might see when he gets here, and when will he get here. Let's talk about all of that with our friend and yours, Micah McHenry, next on Pomp and Joe.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.